Welcome to the Venus Index Podcast. I'm John Barbin, and with me is a good friend, Brian Chung. He is a plastic surgery resident, and he has his PhD in sports medicine, I guess is the simplest way to say it. And Brian is, he's our go-to expert, I guess, on certain things that that me and Brad don't necessarily have enough background information on. So I'm glad we got Brian around to help out with some of these topics. And today's topic is cellulite and fat, I guess, storage in general, as far as the difference between men and women. So we'll be focusing on, I guess, the way women store fat and kind of what cellulite even is. And so, Brian, thanks for being here. And I guess I'll just throw that right over to you. What actually is cellulite? Because I don't know that word really means a whole lot to everybody.
Yeah, cellulite is sort of a slang term. It doesn't really have any medical meaning. So if you see a physician or a plastic surgeon, and you say, I've got cellulite on my bum and I really want to get rid of it, they know what you're talking about only because they know what the slang means, but medically it has no meaning.
So what?
Fat.
So what exactly is it?
Yeah, so when you store fat in your body, if you're a man or a woman, fat is stored in little globules. So when you look at fat in its raw form, like when we're doing surgery, for instance, and you cut the skin, you look at the fat underneath, they're all these little tiny globules of fat. And the globules are stored in little tiny compartments of connective tissue. And it's not true fascia, but I'm just going to call it loose connective tissue. To be simple. And so it's not like it's one big, like your fat isn't like one big jello mold. It's not like it's all, you know, one huge compartment of fat. It's like tons and tons of tiny compartments.
Like bumpy compartments. So it's not like one big smooth water balloon.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a whole bunch of tiny water balloons stored in these tiny little cubicles in under your skin.
Right.
And in men, these cubicles are not very well organized. They're sort of chaotically arranged cubicles. But in women, the cubicles are arranged quite neatly, actually, in sort of vertical orientations. So the compartment starts, if you can visualize, like a cubicle starting with the ceiling of your as your skin. And then the bottom as sort of the
deep into
your
body,
the underlying fascia,
right?
Right. Then there's like four walls that go straight from the ceiling down to the floor. Mm-hmm. Whereas in guys, the ceiling could be jagged or could be crosshatched. It might not even be like the walls might not even be straight, right? So when you store fat, so these little cubicles are, the size of the cubicle is kind of set in stone, so to speak. You can modify it a little bit, but not a whole lot generally. So when you start to accumulate fat, the walls of the cubicle don't really change a whole lot, except that they start bulging because there's more fat inside the cubicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then what ends up happening is you start getting this dimpling appearance. Because you can imagine the ceiling of this cubicle stretching upwards, and the walls are staying the same length.
Mm, right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no. It makes sense. It's kind of like having a sandwich, and if you squish it down, the insides of the sandwich bulge out the sides.
Yeah, except for in this case, the sides can't bulge. So it bulges
out the top and the bottom. So if you turn the sandwich sort of vertical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so So what it is when you see, quote-unquote, cellulite on a woman, it's basically the bulging of the fat through the ceiling of those little cubicles of fat.
Mm-hmm.
Because the walls are bound down to the fascia. Like, the length of the walls stays the same.
So the fat literally cannot disperse sideways. It has to disperse straight up.
Yeah, because there's fat on either side of the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so it doesn't. If it bulges out, it's just pushing against other fat. So the only way it can go is up, because it can't go down either, right? Because there's organs and stuff in the way.
Right, exactly.
So when it displaces, it has to displace upwards, and because those walls are anchored firmly down to the floor of the cubicle, they're not going to bulge anywhere. So it's going to bulge upwards. And so you get that dimpling effect because the walls themselves are bound down.
Mm-hmm. So they're rigid and inflexible. So,
yeah.
So, and then we only see the dimpling when there's enough fat to cause that bulge.
That's right.
So there is an amount of fat there is an amount of fat that could fit inside, I guess you could say, the cubicle storage unit that wouldn't cause a bulge, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And so when we cross that line of too much, it mm-hmm. starts pushing up, and then that's where you get your dimpling effect. That's interesting. Until you just brought that up, I didn't realize how different the actual physical structure of the fat a man versus a woman. I didn't know it was that much different. I mean, yeah. Obviously, girls, women in general seem to have the quote cellulite problem more than guys do. I guess I just never thought enough about it. Clearly, there had to be a structural difference. Otherwise, why would that only happen in one gender more than the other? Okay, so then what is it that we can do about this, about getting rid of the fat?
So the key to losing the dimpled look in the quote-unquote cellulite is basically to lose fat, to decrease the volume of fat that's in each of those compartments. Because if there's not enough fat to bulge the cubicle, then you're not going to get that dimpled appearance.
So essentially there's no special protocol for quote cellulite than any other form of fat. It's just fat reduction in general.
Yeah, or surgery.
Oh, okay. So let's talk about that, the surgery end first, and then we'll get into other things.
So there's sort of, I guess there's two ways that you can try and address cellulite. One is liposuction, which sucks the fat out of all the little cubicles. That's sort of not necessarily the best way to address cellulite from what I understand, but I don't have enough experience with liposuction for the purposes of getting rid of the dimpled look enough to really say one way or the other, but it is one possibility. And then the other way that you can get rid of cellulite is actually to inject more fat into the area so that you're sort of smoothing out the appearance of the dimpled look. So you're putting fat just over where the dimples are and trying to smooth out the appearance that way without actually going through any fat reduction.
Mm-hmm. Which kind of sounds like not the best idea.
Well, I think it all depends on what your goals are overall. If you just want to lose the dimpled appearance and you don't care how, well, I don't want to say how fat you are, but I guess that's the only way I can really think of saying it without.
Well, if it's not a concern to you that you're actually adding even more fat to your body to get rid of that bumpy look.
Yeah, well, they would just sort of take fat from somewhere else in your body and then they sort of inject it into the mm-hmm. little dimply spots to make the contour smooth.
Right, so it's not like you're getting huge or anything, it's just smoothing out that one area.
Yeah.
Now, but if you continue to gain, let's say you gain some more weight, would the dimpling just come back in that area?
I'm not really sure, actually. I guess it depends on how much of the fat takes when you inject it into the area. You may end up with a different kind of irregularity at that point because the fat that you inject, some of it will die and some of it will survive because it will sort of, it's a fat graft, right? So it'll take. If that fat gets bigger, well, I don't really know what happens at that point.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So this seems like the measure someone would take who even with relative, I mean, do we even know like how low or high or what percent body fat dimpling can start? I guess it must just be different for everybody.
It's different for everybody and it's somehow related to sort of hormone receptor distribution. And age, because it's, you know, it's a lot of the times the dimpling starts, it can start in adolescence and sometimes it starts later in life, like around 35, 45-ish. So there's a period of time where, you know, you're sort of dimple free and then at some point in your life you become dimpled for some reason or another, whether it's hormone related or whether it's weight gain related, or sorry, fat gain related. It's not entirely clear.
Mm-hmm. And then now is I guess what we're trying to paint this picture here, at least come to a conclusion. no matter what the cause and what your predisposition is. So if you get it later in life, earlier in life, can we agree that there's an amount of fat you can lose to remove this? Or do some people, it almost doesn't matter how low they go. The areas that are going to be dimpled seem to be dimpled until they're at like I wonder if there's a threshold where you're going to get rid of that look, or you can be pretty low in fat everywhere, but the dimpled area just sort of stays till the sort of bitter end.
So the short answer is yes, you can reduce the dimpled appearance if your fat level in that area of your body is low enough that the fat isn't bulging through the ceiling of the little fat compartments. The problem is that generally cellulite appears in places in where you tend to store fat first, and because of that whole first on, last off principle, it's the last place you're going to lose a lot of fat. So the rest of you might be really, really lean, and you have this quote-unquote stubborn fat, which we have revisited time and time again, although I guess for the first time on the Venus podcast. And so this quote-unquote stubborn fat is going to linger, and the dimpled appearance is going to linger until that fat level goes down enough that it's not bulging through the ceiling of the fat compartment.
Mm-hmm. So the final answer on that then is yes, we can reduce it by reducing body fat. However, it's going to take probably longer in that area if it's likely to be in one of those areas, the first on, last off type area. So in relation to other parts of your body, you may be seeing progress everywhere else, and you're wondering why that one section almost seems to just not lose the fat. And really, it's just the fact that that area loses it slower.
Yeah, it's the last place that your body's mobilizing fat.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean it's not mobilizing it at all. It's just probably mobilizing at a much slower rate.
Yeah, exactly. And so then the dimpled appearance persists because you're not losing it that quickly in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way to change that, really.
Yeah, we can't spot reduce fat as much as we'd like to. We just really can't. Even if you took some kind of supplement or even a drug that somehow seems to mobilize fat easier or better, it still does it systemically. In other words, it's going to mobilize it from everywhere. So all you're doing, you may be increasing your overall rate, but the percentages of the areas of the body that hold it longer are still going to hold it longer. So the whole thing kind of goes in step. So the places that your body mobilizes fat easier, even with a supplement, it's probably just going to stay, the ratio will stay the same. Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Like there's nothing that you can do to make the cellulite go away before the rest of you is lean. If that makes sense. If the cellulite is in a place where it's sort of last to lose.
Right. And any drug so what I was trying to say is any drug or supplement that could speed it up is speeding it up all over your body.
Yeah.
So those other areas of your body will happen even faster. And then, so it's...
Theoretically, they'll happen faster.
Let's just assume the drug or supplement worked.
Yeah.
You wouldn't reverse it such that the other areas of your body wouldn't burn fat and the cellulite, quote, area would. It's just the whole thing, the entire process would move quicker if it worked.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. So
I know there are cellulite creams out there as well where you're supposed to rub them on your skin and they're supposed to somehow improve the appearance of your skin.
Yeah.
Some of those are based on the idea that your skin also loses elasticity as you age, and they're claiming that by restoring elasticity in your skin with a cream, which I'm not aware if you can actually do, but that would also help, because then if you imagine a little cube and the rigidity of the ceiling determines how much it's going to bulge, right? So if your ceiling is made of concrete, then it's not going to bulge a whole lot, right? Whereas if it's made of like saran wrap, it's going to bulge more.
Mm-hmm. So the concept is the cream could somehow
make the ceiling more rigid and therefore not bulge as much.
Yeah, I highly doubt that. So, my take is that those things are a local irritant and just the area becomes slightly inflamed and that smooths it out for some short duration of time.
So it may be the case that some of the creams might be an irritant, like a skin irritant that causes a little bit of swelling in the skin, but I think for the most part, the creams just don't actually work.
Okay, Brian and I keep getting cut off, and so we're going to try to finish this thing off. So we left it off that I think the creams are a local irritant. I'm not really sure that they do much besides just cause inflammation for a short period of time. And what did you have to add to that?
And I think the only thing I had to add to that was that I think that it's just a lot of – I think for a lot of creams, it's just a hoax. And they just want you to buy the cream, and they only need you to buy it whether you use it or not, or whether it works or not. Basically.
No, so they're just marketing. They're just based on hope, and that you never follow up with it to find out if it even works or not.
Yeah, and that you'll buy it once and then never buy it again.
Yeah, trial's enough. Sure. Okay, so then where else are we going with this? We've talked about creams. We've talked about the fact that you can. I mean, the various surgery options, which seem. I mean, that's goal dependent. And then just losing fat in general is probably the least invasive way.
Yeah, and probably the most sort of long-lasting way to do it if you're sort of consistent.
Mm-hmm. All right, and then I guess touching back on the entire fat distribution thing, how women generally store fats differently than men and, you know, in the lower body versus the upper body. So we get this question a lot. Girls don't want to have a really sort of thin scrawny looking upper body while they're still trying to lose weight from around their legs. And that touches on what we've already spoken about was the, there's an area, guys have it kind of in their gut and more or less, and girls have it more on their butt and hips and thighs area where that's first on, last off. So it's just going to take longer to get rid of that, fat. That doesn't mean as it's been described, the scrawny looking upper body. Part of that's not training your upper body at all. That's kind of what we get to with this workout is, you know, you can lose fat all over the place. And if we know that you're going to lose it quicker in your upper body than your lower body, if you're not doing any sort of weight training, you are going to end up with that kind of imbalanced scrawny look. And that's sort of what we're trying to mitigate against with the workout.
Yeah, I totally agree. The thing you have to keep in mind with women is that a lot of their fat is stored directly under the skin,
mm-hmm.
whereas with guys, it's not all stored under the skin. There's a significant amount of fat that's stored under the abdominal wall. And so you can still sort of have not a whole lot of fat under the skin, but you can still sort of have that sort of hard gut look in a guy, whereas with women, they're not storing a lot of fat in the abdominal wall, so they have to work at losing it under the skin as well. I don't know where I'm going with that one. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I understand. Well, I guess what you're trying to say is guys can store quite a bit of fat without having that, without getting to the point of having that kind of dimpled look because of the where it's stored.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I guess we would call it visceral fat, but under the abdominal wall, it's not pressing against the skin, so to speak. So it's not going to be producing that. It's not going to even have the potential to produce that kind of look.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so we're painfully trying to wrap this thing up with all of the technical difficulties here. So I apologize if we both sound like we've sort of strayed from the train of thought that we started with. It's been, even though this call is only a half an hour, it's taken us over an hour to get it done because we keep getting cut off and reconnecting here. So what's our take-home message as far as cellulite, I guess?
So I think it's similar to our message with the whole stubborn fat issue is that it should go away provided your fat levels are low enough. And if you've reached the point where you feel like everything else is exactly where it should be, except you have this tiny area that just won't go away, then you probably just have more work to do, and it's not just, you know, some horrible trick of divinity that's keeping it there.
Yeah, it's actually, there's just, as much as you may not want to admit it, you just have a bit more to go still. And I guess I'll add to that, if you have a worry about having an imbalanced look, that's kind of where the workout comes in to balance your lookout. So if you feel as though your upper body and your lower body are out of balance and you feel like there still needs some work to get rid of some weight on your lower body, that's the whole point of having a balance. I mean, that's the whole point of doing weight training. It's to balance that lookout. Well, I mean, and that's what we're after. I mean, the whole point is proportion, right, and shape. It's not weight loss at all costs. Okay, well, thanks, Brian. I mean, this, hopefully the next time we do this, it'll be a bit smoother than this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for Brian Chung, I'm John Barbin, and that's your Venus Index Podcast.